Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This week on Life Bloopers, we talk about hobbies, where to find inspiration for new hobbies, what kind of hobbies we do, and how everyday activities can become hobbies.
Life Bloopers starts in 3, 2, 1.
Hello and welcome to Life Bloopers,
a podcast about navigating the twists and turns of adulthood. We're your hosts, Lauren.
And Jonah.
And joining us today, as always, is producer Eloise.
Hello.
Try something new and follow us across our socials at Life Bloopers Podcast and separately at John K. Kyle.
And Lauren Catherine 11.
Okay, so I've got a life hack today.
Wonderful,
it's
love it.
It's pretty simple, give but like some people might struggle to do it. So if you're looking to try something new, definitely try to like try and loop in your friends to do it, even if you're like against doing it. Like it's like, I'm not going to be interested in that, but
give it a go.
I might give it a go.
Yeah.
Why, how should I give it a go? Okay, I'm going to invite Lauren to go and go rock climbing with me.
So. I can tell that this is going to end badly for the both of us.
I mean, it could work both ways. You don't want to go rock climbing. You might enjoy it.
I have been rock climbing before, so I can say without a doubt that I don't really love it because I'm scared of heights.
Fair.
Like I get to like the second run and I'm like, oh my God, put me down. And they're like, just step back off the wall. But I love that because like once your friends have committed, kind of committed because like, for instance, this came about because Jonah went rock climbing.
Yeah.
Just to give a bit of context there. And you like committed other friends and once you're outside the rock climbing studio.
Yeah. Like what's that room? Complex.
Yep. Situation. Like the room.
You're in the room?
Oh, like you're outside.
Where
did you go?
Kangaroo Point Cliffs.
Oh, you did it outdoors.
Yeah, I did the cliffs.
Oh my God. No, I couldn't do that. Like it's a definite.
Like legitimate rock climbing.
No. I thought you meant indoor.
Oh, like the wall.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No. The cliffs, I would just be like, yeah, not happening. Good I thought stuff. We were walking along the cliffs. Okay. But you're there, but, and so yeah. Like you've committed. And
yeah.
It's a bit awkward if you're like, actually, no, because it's like a commitment kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah, yeah.
I think you've got the support of your friends as well to help you help you do it.
Over the cliff or off the cliff.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Abseiling. Sorry.
That's the other one.
My bad. Sorry. All right, let's jump into it. So Jonah's life hack jumps into our life hack, which we're talking about hobbies, because a couple of weeks ago when we talked about dating and relationships, Jonah mentioned that he doesn't have a lot of hobbies, which is fantastic, because now we're going to find a new hobby for Jonah to do.
Yes, I'm potentially excited.
Yeah. Well, yeah, maybe.
Okay.
I guess, like, what kind of hobbies do you both currently do? Producer Eloise, Jonah, what are we currently, like, off the bat, just quickly, don't think about it. What's a hobby that you currently do?
I started painting.
Okay, love it.
I make TikToks.
Okay, yeah, cool.
So that's like a hobby. Yeah.
Because I find that like as we've become adults and we're like, even before we became adults, our hobbies sort of started to die off a little bit in my experience. And we stopped trying new things and spending time on like non-career related bits and bobs. And instead just like focused on like, what was going to get us into uni and then like from uni, what was going to get us into our career. And now that we're in our career, it's, I don't know why we don't go back and take time to do something that brings us joy. But we don't for some reason. Does anyone have any light to shed on that?
Yeah. I mean, like, I feel like I don't have enough time to sometimes. I think that's probably like a major issue there. Like even for like adults, like it's like a, like the regular adult would be working full time 5 days a week, 8 hours a day. And it's just like, how do you schedule in your hobbies? So it's like,
And I think that also comes then into like a productivity thing. We feel like we should be using our time more effectively to do the things as a result of our career and our hobby rather than the things that bring us joy.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And I read a statistic just on that note, Jonah.
Oh, really?
Like, we, for adults who work 40-hour weeks and sleep 8 hours a night, that still leaves 72 hours within your week to do a hobby. So they suggested instead of thinking about it like, I have to fit something into this day, fit it into weeks. So like look at a month and be like, cool, by the end of this month, I want to like map out 8 hours to do this.
Okay.
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
If that, because yeah, like yeah. the day okay. is like,
yeah.
you know, you're packed tight, but like no, if you look at it from it. A month, it's like, cool, this Sunday, I'm going to like put aside some time just to like do something new for me.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, that's good.
Okay. So we're going to talk about how to find inspiration for a new hobby. But we do want to just like disclaimer this. Don't pick a hobby because it's going to help you advance in your career or become a side hustle. That's not a hobby. That's a side hustle. Pick a hobby that legitimately brings you joy and happiness.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So some ways that we can find hobbies now that we're fully fledged adults, apparently.
if we can call ourselves that, yeah.
Cool. okay, so the first one I want to look at is looking back at your childhood. So what's some hobbies that you did as a child, as a young wee one?
I used to make like science experiments, like okay. like rockets from like bicarb soda. Like
that's those so little, cool. Like, and volcanoes?
Yeah, those and like volcanoes, sort of.
Just rockets.
Not really. No, just rockets. Like I'd look it up on YouTube rocket. How to build rockets, and like I'd go down to Bunnings and get, or I'd get my mom to go down to Bunnings and get like pipes and all that stuff, PVC cool. pipe, and put it all together and like get a old Coke bottle and then.
Wow.
Science.
What about Mentos in the Coke bottles? Yes. Yeah, yeah, that yes. kind of stuff. Yeah, cool. Yeah. Sort that's of
that,
awesome.
That vibe.
That's awesome, Eloise.
I did a lot of sport, and I also did. Sort of, I'd put on little like performances and dances. So between the two, they sort of, I was covered there with a lot of stuff that I did.
I was a big reader as a child, and that kind of like, I think I like grew out of my age book reading really quickly. And then like kind of lost interest in reading, and only rediscovered that as a hobby that I love in recent years. And I picked up like a book for fun because we were going on vacation and I needed a vacation book. And then I was like, actually, I really enjoy reading. And so like, it's become a hobby of mine since then. So I think it's like going back to those childhood things that you did, rocket blasting okay. off, and you know, dancing around in your living room.
Hey, brings me joy.
And looking at that, but I also like, I did ice skating as a kid as well. That was like, I used to take ice skating lessons. And I don't know, piano and stuff like that. But like piano, as much as I love it and like am forever grateful that I know how to play piano and can read music, it wasn't really fun. Like none of it was fun. It was kind of a drag to always have to like practice and stuff. I think it becomes not a hobby when you have to practice, right? Like would you class that as
no, because some people would yeah. still find that a hobby. Yeah. Some people like
learning, like that the process
practicing
of,
in the process of it.
Of it all.
Okay.
No,
I agreed. Like some people can find, and I think if I had like loved piano and that kind of thing, maybe I would have found joy in the practice. Okay, so then the other thing is like, what is something that you've always wanted to do?
Top of my, because I've been talking about it recently with people, I've really wanted to do archery.
Yes, you have been talking about that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I did it once on a camp in grade 7 and I really, really enjoyed it, and I've just always wanted to do it and have like proper lessons. So that's on like my list of things that I'd like to try.
I love that. Jenna?
I guess it's my turn. Surfing.
Okay, cool. Yeah. I wish I could surf.
Me too.
But that's good. You're going to learn.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think for me, something that I've always wanted to do, I'm like the kind of person that like if I want to do something, I just like go out and do it. Like recently I really wanted to do calligraphy. So I went out and got like a calligraphy set.
Yeah.
And I've been like practicing calligraphy like for a couple of hours a week kind of thing, and I'm finding it really soothing. But yeah, like just little things like that, and then I just like went out and did it. So that's like another way that you can kind of find a hobby, I guess. You can also go on like, and I kind of want to do this a little bit as well, mostly for Eloise's archery, so that I can tag along. But a quest for inspiration was a suggestion that came up. And looking at like potential hobbies and like just researching what other people are doing for hobbies, like woodwork and I'm trying to think of like other bits and pieces, like painting and pottery or like scrapbooking, like whatever kind of interests you, like athletic stuff if you're into athletic stuff, and then like doing like a like trialing similar to what you did, Jonah, with the rock climbing, and just
right,
like
okay.
trial and error until you like find something that you're like, actually this is really fun and this is kind of soothing and this is just for me,
yeah,
you know, and then you can take a class or lesson in it. Does that make sense?
Yeah definitely.
So yeah, that's the kind of like, that's where I think you can find inspiration to find a new hobby. Any other thoughts, feelings, comments or opinions on that one?
I normally, I'll read a lot of like articles of like things to do in where you live or things to do over the summer or the winter. Yeah. And they give you like a list of classes or things. So that's sort of how I'll make my list of, normally like for like a New Year's resolution, I'll write a list of like things that I'd like to try. And I'll get that from either those articles that I read or like Pinterest will come up with little things that it'll give me. So then
Pinterest is fantastic for that.
I love Pinterest for that. So that's how I got into painting, was mm-hmm. because I'd been on Pinterest and I saw like an easy acrylic painting and I was like, I really want to give this a go. So I did it. But yeah, and then I'll sort of make a list of the things that I want to do from what I read.
And do you do the list?
Yeah. Yeah. Majority of the time. Not, I haven't done it as much as I would like to this year, but normally I do. I try every month. One of my goals is to try something new.
Okay. I love that. Yeah. That's awesome. I actually went back to dance classes, for like the first time in a decade. So that was like really fun. And then COVID happened. But like, that's something that, and I was like, I put it in like my journal and I was like, or my diary. And I was like, yep, definitely going to do a dance class before the end of the month kind of thing. So I love that. That's awesome. Jonah, where do you find inspiration to do? Like what drove you to do rock climbing?
The thrill.
The adrenaline.
Ooh, daredevil. Yeah. No, like that. Yeah. And it was just something new. I'm like, that sounds fun. I'm going to go do that. Also, I got invited to do it. So I was like, I don't want to say no.
Okay. So it wasn't you who instigated.
No,
you
it was
the instigator.
It was like my mum's work friends who was like, they actually invited my mum to do it. And she was like, oh, I don't do rock climbing. And then she told me, she's like, oh, I can't really say no to not going. So if you want to go with me.
That's nice.
And then, yeah, was your mom and that was scared? Fun. I don't know. I don't think so.
No, she was fine with it.
Yeah.
cool. Much braver than me. I would have literally been like crying before we even got there. Okay. So I think the other thing that you can consider as hobbies is like everyday activities. So like cooking. I was going to say cleaning, but that's surface. Well, if you're Monica Geller, cleaning is like,
and my friend loves to clean. That's his favorite thing.
I love to clean too. It brings me joy. home decoration, which we were talking about this before the episode, and I don't really agree with, but you two seem to think is fantastic.
That sounds so fun.
I mean, it sounds fun, but it's like an expensive little hobby that you've got there.
But I think you can kind of take home decoration in different angles in terms of, you may not physically do it, but like, again, I bring out Pinterest. You could do a Pinterest board and have different styles that you like and sort of do it virtually, interior design. It's just the idea of interior design and playing with things that I think people sort of...
I think Pinterest is like a hobby in itself, a little bit, for some people.
I'm looking at myself.
Organization. I love to declutter. So for that, that's like maybe not a hobby. I just love to declutter. I just wanted to throw that in there. Okay. Then there's like running and yoga. I've wanted to do laughing yoga for ages. So they do it in New Farm Park here in Queensland, but they stand around in a circle and they just laugh. And they do like different laughing exercises, and because it like releases endorphins and things like that, and also laughing strengthens, for those who don't know, your muscles in your stomach. So you're actually more likely to get a six pack faster from laughing than you are if you do like stomach crunches. But yeah, so Laughing Yoga is like, and they just like stand around in the park and they laugh. I don't know if I would feel comfortable laughing around in the park, but it's like definitely something that I think could be kind of fun.
Something new to try.
I know. Yeah, I just wanted to give it a try. Meditation and then like any other like strength training bits and pieces, if that makes sense.
I've gone into hiking recently.
Okay, yeah, like up mountains?
No, just been doing, I don't know if it's classified as hiking, but just doing trails because I always like the idea of walking in like your rainforest, forest kind of areas. So we've started going on walks on the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Doing the different trails. And like that's made a really huge impact on me.
I like Mount Nebo. It has a lot of different trails up there.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
And I call it Finding Nemo. Anyway, so I guess like Jonah, you sort of mentioned it at the beginning. Do you like talking about like why we haven't pursued hobbies more specifically? And Jonah, you kind of answered my question, but is it because we think we're too busy, because we haven't found the right hobby, or because we feel like finding a hobby is actually more work than it's worth?
I mean, probably a combination of all those, and also like, as you were saying throughout, like money is also like, you know, it's like definitely. You don't want to spend money on something that you don't really see a return on.
Yeah.
But like in the end, it actually does return.
Definitely, definitely. And I think some of the research that we're doing before the episode, there was things around like taking that leisure time and actually focusing on hobbies and switching off is so important for your work life. And it's like really about that work-life balance. So switching off and just like sitting in front of the TV with your answering emails is not switching off. But like physically disconnecting from the laptop and going to paint, that's like switching off, if that makes sense. Yeah. I think the other thing is to find a good environment to do your hobby in. So if you're going to paint, don't like bury your paints at the very bottom of a cupboard so that every time you have to pull them out, it's like this huge exercise. Leave them somewhere where it's like really easy, nice, neat box kind of thing that you can just like quickly pull out and start. Because otherwise that, I think that's like another obstacle. It's like, I have to go somewhere to actually physically do this hobby kind of thing. But yeah, I think that's like,
I think you said that just like perfectly then. Start small when you're trying to find hobbies. Like when you're trying to reintroduce them back into your life, start small.
Yeah.
Start by getting a coloring book and coloring, or a calligraphy pen, or
That's the other thing that I started to do, because producer Eloise was doing painting, and so I was like, I want to do painting. And so I went out and I saw these like crayon artworks, and did the crayon artworks, and was not great at the crayon artworks, and it was actually more stressful than. And I was like, this is not actually working. So then I went back to Woolworths, where I bought my original crayons from, and bought a Disney Princess coloring in book, and have been coloring in Disney Princesses, and have found that like really soothing, because it's like super small, I can color within the lines, and I don't like, and I'm being a little bit creative, you know, whereas I don't have to like learn all of these techniques. It's just like quick and easy hobby kind of thing, if that makes sense.
Do you find as well like the need to sort of be good, or the competitiveness around hobbies affects you choosing a hobby?
Yes and no. I think because like when I was younger, people would be like, oh, you're like, it's so good that you have this dance thing as your hobby. And I was like, it's not a hobby. Like I dance at quite a professional level, and like, so this is like work. So definitely like not, like as a younger child, I think that's how I sort of like transitioned out of hobbies into that. Now it's sort of like, I don't know, you have to be able to laugh at yourself. And like, I think that's really important. I think it's definitely something in the past that has like stopped me from like partaking in, like 5 years ago, if you had asked me if we could go and do archery, I'd be like, no, because I just knew that I was not going to be great at it. Now I'm like, cool, who cares? Like Eloise is like more focused on herself than like laughing at my lack of ability to shoot an arrow. So yeah, I think like it's definitely, but that comes with self-assurance and like your ability to be able to laugh at yourself and not, I guess, be vulnerable. Like it's okay not to be great at things. Like just give it a go, you know, give it a try, and you don't have to be fantastic at it straight off the bat. Like, and I don't know anyone, like my sister's probably a really good example of this, and but a really terrible example as a hobby, so don't take this as a hobby, but she really wanted to be able to like do fashion design, and like she's never drawn in her life, and when she sort of announced it to the family that she's going to be a fashion designer, we were just like, okay, this is like one major hurdle here. How are you going to get the ideas from in your head onto the page? And she like put in the time, she went to art drawing classes, like and like now, like that was over like 4 years ago. Now I'm like, if I need like art done myself or like whatever, I will commission her to do it because like she's a phenomenal drawer now. But like 4 years ago, it was like, but you've never drawn anything in your life. And like it just proves that like practice really does make perfect. But I don't think, but hers was more of like career based. Hobbies don't have to be perfect ever. I think if you find joy, just do it.
And that's the main point is if it brings you joy and if it makes you happy, do it.
Yeah, 100%. And we're back this week with This or That.
Hobby edition.
We're going to read out two options and determine which one we would rather do new hobby-wise.
Let's do that.
And if I get my way, I'm going to challenge Jenna to try the new hobby, and then we're going to report back.
Okay, I'll start with Jenna this time.
Are they dangerous?
No. You did rock climbing. Nothing is more dangerous than that.
Okay, Jenna, photography or writing?
Writing. Yeah, writing.
Why?
Photography's hard.
Writing is hard too.
Yeah, but like.
Just remember you're sitting across from a writer, so like.
Yeah, I know, but like not like professional writing, as you were saying. Just like writing stuff.
Fair enough. Fair enough. I've been proved
like poems, haiku poems. It's just, 13 words?
Poems are hard, Jonah.
Yeah, that's the fun of it.
Okay, fair enough. All right, I concur. Yep.
Cool.
Try everything.
Okay, Lauren, baking?
I'm gonna start singing. Yeah. Sorry, did you say the first one?
I said baking.
Baking.
Okay. Or colouring.
Actually terrible at both. But I like colouring because it keeps my fingers busy and like I'm focusing and I don't have to like, it just brings me joy. Bringing life to a page, as an artist would say, I think, maybe.
Very deep. Very.
But it's like your interpretation of the picture with the colours that you choose as well.
Yes, of my Disney princesses, 100%.
Yeah.
You know, you might want to give Cinderella a green dress and that's okay.
No, that's wrong. And I'm just kidding. I like to do I research.
Oh, you do, you're doing the thing. Well, I didn't know whether you were taking like artistic liberty and like changing the colours. Okay.
I'm not that creative. That's like a lot of pressure for one person. And baking I find hard because like, you have to follow the recipe.
Yeah, there's a lot of to it. There's a lot of science to it.
I was reading, doing a baking thing the other day and I bought all the ingredients and then I like was going through the steps and then it's like, to find the rest of the recipe, download this app. And I was like, what? Like, but I'm in the middle of this like part where it's like, don't let sit for too long. And now I have to run and grab a phone and download this app and like ruined. So, yeah.
Okay, Janet. Dancing.
Did you say finger dancing?
I said pick the dancing. Oh.
Okay, dancing or painting?
Painting. Yeah. Like, yeah. I want to do a Bob Ross.
Like, watch like one of his videos
and follow along. I tried to do that once, but it didn't work.
Okay, building Lego or gardening?
I was never one of those children who built Lego. It seems fun, though.
It is.
Yeah.
Have you seen Lego Masters? Because, like, it is fun.
I mean, my younger brother, he grew up playing Lego, like building Lego, and he loved the ability to literally build it from the ground up, and he was doing all these really big, complicated pieces. I just like to watch him and come in at the end and be like, that's so cool.
Okay, so there's no real life experience.
So I never had the patience that he had to build it.
So I'm going to go Lego just to try something new.
Okay.
Okay. So, challenge accepted. I'm going to build said Lego set.
Okay.
So,
your birthday's coming up. I'm going to buy you a Lego set.
Is there anything from the this or that you guys are going to try?
Lego building.
You're going to try Lego building. Jonah, what are you going to try?
What did I say, though? Painting?
You said painting.
And then I also said the Rob.
That is painting. Writing.
Writing. I'm going to try writing a haiku, like a decent haiku poem.
Okay. And what is it going to be on?
I don't know.
Maybe
we'll do a Lego building.
And you can recite it as I build the Lego. Yes. And I have to build the Lego in the time that you recite them.
Okay.
Challenge accepted.
Too easy.
That's a wrap this week.
And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, follow us on Instagram at Life Bloopers Podcast, and find us on Facebook.
Stay healthy and remember to be kind to one another. Keep it real.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.